art, nice weather, nice places, crazy people, and nice food. They're crazy people here. They're full of energy and full of nerves. They're not calm people here.
The last years I've seen in Greece that the people get more crazy and more crazy all the time. And only the people that they can escape from this reality that they force you to live, those are the happy persons and the stay child in their soul. That's what I have to say. I think Greek people, they're a bit stupid in general. They are too proud of a history that they think they know. And this whole idea, it's like being, I don't know, Arsenal for the rest of your life, totally up to a football team. Like people, they are proud of being Greek and they don't know nothing else outside of Greece.
Because Greek people, they are, they think, that because ancient Greek people did all this stuff, they think that they are the same people with them. So they say, oh, you know, we have the best history, the best literature, the best, and they're doing nothing, nothing. I think because the things are so bad now and the situation is so bad, I think they will be more creative. Because when the situation is bad, you become more creative. And we will have new things. If they stop using media and all this stuff, I think it's going to be better. It's a weird country because people are weird. They're always... I think it's also about the climate. I'm not sure. Because, for example, in Crete, for example, if you're in Crete, it's very, very warm. If you go to Thessaloniki or to Xanthi up there, it's very, very cold. So how these two cultures can be the same? It's not the same. If you see a guy from Crete and a guy from Alexandroupoli, they're completely different. So we are different in the same country. And all these people go to Athens and they're different. So they fight each other. And they also, we have the thing that the people love their place they live and they are from. So they fight for that as well. So history showed that even if not anybody attack us, we argue with ourselves. No. Example, after the 1940s, after the Second World War, when the Germans left from Greece, the Greek people started fighting each other immediately. They can't stay quiet. This is what I said before. They can't stay calm. They always want to fight something. But Kazantzakis said that the best thing is not freedom, but to fight for freedom. But we fight anyway, even if it's not for freedom. But we have this inside us. It's in our culture, I think.
I can see the same. We are brother eaters. We're eating each other. If you are a rebel, well, you are very good here. You can be a total rebel.